Robinhood Radio presents Agriculture from Turkana Farms. Here's Peter Davies.
Some of you regular listeners will remember that I had a dream about what I called Trump's divided garden sometime late in the 2016 presidential campaign. The danger of this dream coming true then seemed remote, in fact, beyond imagining. While Trump was an irritant in the campaign, it seemed very unlikely at the time that he could really succeed to the presidency and begin putting some of his rather disturbing proposals into effect. But as we all know, he has. As a result, I have been having some disturbing nights lately as this dream has returned, but this time the dream has become nightmarish, something darker and more threatening. And here's my current dream. I could hear a disturbing, loud, unpleasant, whiny, Queens-accented voice even before I got near the vegetable garden.
What kind of a garden is this? Really bad. Really bad. Not good. Supposedly, yes, supposedly, limping Pete and whiny Mark promised to make this vegetable patch great again. Yes, limping Pete and whining Mark, those money-losing farmer wannabes, limping Pete and whiny Mark, they don't have it. Turkana Farms should be Turkana Smarms. Turkana Smarms does nothing but harms.
And on, this bullying voice blathered on. It has to be that new breed of hybrid pumpkin, the orange Trumpkin pumpkin I planted, I thought, as I pushed open the vegetable garden gate. Yes, there he was, a huge orange blob of a head blathering away in a nonsensical rant surrounded by glossy tendrils sprawling all over the place, threatening to encroach on all the planting beds and attaching themselves to whatever they could grasp. Why did I ever switch from our favorite well-mannered Long Island cheese pumpkin to this bothersome, bumptious, orange, hybrid Trumpkin pumpkin, I groaned. What was I thinking? And why is it, I wondered, that no matter what I do, politics somehow finds a way to intrude into the Turkana Farms vegetable patch? As I passed my eyes over the garden, what a shock met my eyes. I don't know how the Trumpkin pumpkin did it, but there it was, dividing the garden, an 11-foot-high wall around what he had unilaterally established as his American area of the garden.
"Keep 'em out! Keep 'em out!" he was shouting. "Send 'em back where they belong!"
Outside of the area he had deemed the Trumpkin zone, the tiny Mexican gherkins were innocently inching their way up the wall. With their miniature gherkins the size of olives and their fragile vines, they hardly looked dangerous. Behind them, peacefully growing in orderly rows, were the jalapenos and tomatillos. All seemed to be quietly vegetating, seemingly content with where they were. I could see no threat there. Nevertheless, the Trumpkin pumpkin shouted,
"Rapists! Murderers! Criminals! Get them out of here! Limping Pete and Whiny Mark, get them out of here!"
"But," I began to say, raising my voice, "we here at Turkana Farms really don't see, Mr. Trumpkin Pumpkin, what all this fuss is about you are making." But I was shouted down as he bellowed back,
"This is an American first vegetable garden. I love American vegetables. Love American vegetables. Yes, love those American vegetables, like good old sweet corn. What could be more American? So American, especially the sweet early girls variety of corn. A number 10 for sure. Sweet girly girls. Yes, that's my favorite. It's a number 10. Absolutely. And yes, squash and beans. So American too. Sweet corn, squash, and beans. The three sisters. Love those sisters. Love those old-time American sisters. Yes, a number 10 combination. Vegetables from when the American garden was great. Do you remember when, folks? Do you remember? Do you? Do you? How great it was? And it will be again, I promise you. And I'm the only one that can do it.
whereupon he rushed over to the American flag he had planted in a corner of the garden and hugged it with a hideously loving look on his face. And he started up again.
"But we want American green beans, not limas. Not good, no lima beans. Number twos, definitely number twos, these limas. Send them back to Peru. Get them out of here. Separate them from their seedlings and get them out of here."
And shifting his gaze to another part of his American garden, he spouted,
"I love tomatoes. Yes, love tomatoes. So American. But not those politically correct heirloom varieties. Bad, bad, bad. Sissy heirloom varieties. Out. Out. Definitely out with that foreign Principe de Borghese tomato. Just a number four tomato. Yes, definitely a number four. And definitely out with those black crim tomatoes. I call them the blacks. No blacks, definitely on my side of the fence. The Amish paste, well, maybe. But only give it a number six, yeah, a number six."
And so he carried on and on as only Trumpkin Pumpkin could, going through the whole litany of vegetables, banning some, giving very low numbers to others, welcoming a few. He was interrupted in his rant by a terrible din as the vegetables confined outside the Trumpkin zone, all in a terrible stew, began to chant and shout, "Bigot! Fascist! Ignorant pumpkin head!" straining so hard to get at the Trumpkin pumpkin that they were practically uprooting themselves. At this point, I stepped gingerly into my usually tranquil garden, where vegetables of so many different nations usually live in peace and harmony, and did my best to reestablish order, and even got up the courage to venture over the wall into the Trumpkin Pumpkin side of the garden to confront the great sprawling vine and massive orange head directly. I was about to speak when I felt something sinister, a tendril, grasping, cold and slimy, coiling around my right ankle. And with alarm, I noticed out of the corner of my eye other tendrils inching across the ground towards me. The tendril on my right leg tightened painfully, and as I shuddered, began to coil its way up my leg, to my knee, to my thigh. This grotesque garden intruder, I realized to my horror, not only threatened the vegetables of foreign origin in my garden, but now also threatened me and all I cared for. If I failed to act immediately and decisively, I realized, I and all I valued would be in grave danger. But then the insidious tendril had climbed to my hip and was coiling around me ever faster and tighter, while the other approaching tendrils were only a foot or two away from my left leg. Riding on a surge of adrenaline, I hopped quickly on my left leg right up to Trumpkin Pumpkin's enormous orange head, quickly shifted my weight to my entrapped right leg, swung my left leg into position, and gave one of my mighty soccer kicks that sent the Trumpkin Pumpkin, its tendrils breaking loose, rolling out of the vegetable garden, over the rock garden precipice, and down the steep hill of the side pasture, where it bounced over the piggery fence and landed with a thud in front of Vernon and Possum's hut. At the sight of this unexpected windfall, our boar and sow emerged in a flash, loving pumpkins as pigs do. But then I awoke with a start from my dream, hearing the last shriek of Trumpkin Pumpkin and the sounds of crunching and chomping and contented grunts. Could a dream, I wonder, get any worse or better?
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Tricana Farm, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Tricana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours in Turkey for small groups which he calls an insider's view of Turkey. And his third hat is Turkana Gallery of old and antique kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website, TurkanaFarms.com. Their email, farm@TurkanaFarms.com, or 518-537-3815.